This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday, baby.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
Let us get to our contestant, who is Josh from Auburn. Josh, are you there?
Yep.
I am your host, Taryn, and Steve, it is time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye. Cheat, Josh?
Oh, yeah, Josh, were you listening to the cheat sheet?
No.
Oh, yeah. Level playing field. For those who are playing at home, Josh has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep.
What is 121 divided by 11?
11.
Yes. Who is often referred to as the king of rock and roll?
Elvis Presley.
Yes. What type of pasta means little tongues in Italian?
Linguine.
That is correct. The Mojave Desert is primarily located in what U.S. state?
California.
Yes. What is the largest living lizard on Earth?
Komodo dragon.
That is right. How many times has Billy Bob Thornton been married?
3, 4, 5.
No. Which mountain is the highest peak in Washington State?
Mount Rainier.
Yes. Which 2000 movie featured a failing record store in Chicago?
Bath.
On the periodic table, what does K represent?
Potassium?
Yes. Which Japanese automotive company is known for its zoom zoom slogan?
Mazda?
Yes. Which 2000s movie featured a failing record store in Chicago?
No idea.
Oh, but you know what, Josh? Be proud, my friend, because you got 8 correct.
Yeah.
No cheat sheet needed. And here comes your competitor.
I also like the little Taryn in the background with the echo going on. I was like, man, we can hear these questions twice.
Steve Migs, welcome back. Are you ready?
Yes!
What is 121 divided by 11?
Why are you doing this with the math? 11?
Yes. All Who is often referred to as the king of rock and roll?
That'd be Elvis Presley.
Sure is. What type of pasta means little tongues in Italian?
Linguini?
Yes. The Mojave Desert
Paula.
Is primarily located in what U.S. state?
Arizona?
No.
Nevada?
No.
Mojave, California.
Yes. What is the largest living lizard on Earth?
The Lizard King.
No. Yeah.
Is it an iguana?
No.
Is it a salamander?
No. How many times has Billy Bob Thornton been married?
Six.
Yes. Ooh. Which mountain has the highest peak in Washington State?
That'd be Mount Rainier.
Correct. Which 2000 movie featured a failing record store in Chicago?
Empire Records.
No.
High Fidelity.
Yes. On the periodic table, what does K represent?
Potassium.
That is correct. Which Japanese automotive company is known for its zoom zoom slogan?
Zoom zoom Mazda.
You are right. And with time to spare, Steve, you got 9 correct, which is a win.
Let's
9-8.
Good game.
Great game, Josh.
Congratulations, Steve.
Dude, thank you.
2-1 now.
2-1?
2-1.
Call back so we can make it 2-2. Damn lizard. What was the...
Josh knew it. The Komodo dragon.
Oh, gosh.
Those things are terrifying.
They are.
They're like prehistoric.
Yes.
They are dinosaurs.
You ever see them at like the zoo?
Yeah. Yeah, and they're fast.
Are they?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Oh, my God. They terrify.
Thankfully, there's a giant glass partition between us and them. Because, yeah, they look awesome, though.
They do.
Did you ever have an iguana or like a lizard as a pet? I feel like if anyone on our show would, it would
I had be a you. Ribbon snake. For a hot minute, which is a very tiny, fast snake.
Okay.
But we didn't have that for very long. We had to give it back to the pet store. It was too much.
Really? In what way?
I mean, I think my parents didn't really want me to have a snake. I was okay. More, but rodents. We had mice, rats, that kind of thing. So.
Fair.
Yesterday, we took your calls. We took your texts. We were on a quest to determine what is the saddest song in rock music history. Thank you for being our selection committee. We're going to let you know what made the Sad 16 with our bracket sadness after Queen.
The Daily Mix Show.
Beginning Monday at 8 a.m., we will be doing Bracket Sadness as the saddest songs we could ever come up with. We'll go head-to-head and determine which is the saddest rock song in music history as picked by our rockaholics.
We put it up for the calls yesterday and texts, and also people hit us up on social media as well, and we just grabbed the ones that got the most suggestions.
And there were so many great ones. Thank you for being on the selection committee, Rockaholics. These are the Sad 16, and starting with the classic rock bracket.
I feel like this should be listed the number one seed in the entire tournament. This is like Auburn.
It's just awful.
Right? This is heartbreaking.
You should do this at karaoke.
Yo. If we're in our radio convention and where you've had a couple too many, you know, adult beverages, and you try and get me to do that, I might
Steve.
Take you up on that.
Oh, my.
That song depressed me even when I didn't have a kid.
Right?
Like it's in horrible. My 20s, I remember being sad about that.
Mm. Well, how do you feel about the grunge bracket? Here's one from that.
Well, let's also the other songs
yes,
that are in
course.
The bracket. Yeah.
So we have Cats in the Cradle by Henry Chapin, and that one's probably the one of the saddest for me.
Harry Chapin.
Yes.
Yes.
And then we have Love Hurts by Nazareth.
Yep.
We have Fade to Black by Metallica.
I'm interested to see how that one does, because that's a sad song.
Yeah.
Okay.
From the grunge bracket, obviously there's a lot to choose from, but this is one featured.
This one got a lot of texts. And it's not an original by Pearl Jam, but it's probably my least favorite Pearl Jam song.
Ever.
It's so depressing.
Also in the bracket, Nutshell by Alice in Chains.
Yeah.
Something in the Way by Nirvana.
Which was voted as like the saddest song in all of rock, according to that Far Out magazine.
And Say Hello to Heaven from Temple of the Dog.
We had a couple calls about that yesterday.
Now we move into the alt-rock bracket with this song.
Wait, it feels weird cheering a sad song.
This is such a... This is a heavy song,
so
man.
Heavy.
Adam's song from Blink-182. Of apple juice.
On their last tour, they actually played this. And he's like, we haven't played this song in so long. You could just see people just tearing up.
I just got goosebumps when you said that. Yeah, I got to imagine that. It's got to be so hard to sing certain songs that have that heavy of a meaning behind them.
Yep. Also,
and it was
a
big hit for them.
For sure. Also in the bracket, Mad World by Gary Jules, Lightning Crashes by Live, and Disarm from the Smashing Pumpkins. We also put together a wild card bracket, a little mixed bag.
Yeah, because these just didn't fit into any category, and also we just wanted a reason to like throw some random ones in there.
Here it is. But I guess that's why
the same. This one's for thrill.
For thrill, for sure.
This one makes thrill sad, so that's why it's in it, I think. Just like every
night. Also in the wild card bracket, we're going to put Hurt by Nine Inch Nails up against Hurt by Johnny Cash.
In the first round.
So good luck with that. And then also Candle in the Wind from Elton John. Very shortly, we will have this bracket up at KISW.com so you can kind of preview our bracket sadness. It's going to be a blast. It's really bringing the room up.
What do you, okay, if you had a pick right now, obviously we're not the ones voting. Who would you say is going to win this?
I mean, I think it's going to be Tears in Heaven.
I feel like that's got to make it to the finals.
Yes, without question.
Against Poison.
The Boston Celtics officially sold for a record-breaking $6.1 billion, which many think might be the final hurdle before the NBA announces an expansion and the return of the Seattle Sonics. And you would think all of Seattle would be very excited to see the Sonics come home after all of these years, 17 to be exact, but that is not the case. So we will go straight to the comments at 8:20. The Daily Mix
Show. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the ION College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the ION College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
You know, we could have bought the Boston Celtics for $6.1
billion. $6.1
billion. But we let it go to somebody else. But this is the next step for the NBA addressing expansion this summer. And all indications right now are pointing to Las Vegas getting a new team, which is very exciting for the city. And then, of course, here in Seattle, fired up about the return of the Seattle Supersonics.
It is crazy to think how Vegas went from having no professional sports teams. And really, for your sports fix was UNLV.
Yeah.
And then the Vegas Golden Knights show up, and that was a massive success. And then it just continued the... I mean, more and more things.
The Raiders
of baseball.
It's crazy.
And then potentially basketball as well.
And you'd think Seattle would be excited about the potential to have our Sonics back after being gone for a long 17 years. But that is not at all the case, Steve Miggs.
17 years.
We're going to go straight to the comments.
We found a few of these comments from, well, I would have thought that most people in Seattle would be fired up about it, but apparently not. So we figured who better to read these comments than somebody who, well, did not play for the Sonics, but probably pissed off a lot of Sonics fans because when the Sonics were really good, it was during the era of the Chicago Bulls. So we have Michael Jordan.
Nice.
Robot Michael Jordan.
Glad he was available.
Yeah, you know, we offered him some gambling tips and he said, all right, I'll do it. So Robot Michael Jordan reading some comments about the Sonics potentially coming back.
Yay, bring back the Sonics. That way we can have another team that will break my heart every season.
Okay. I mean, well, what are you talking about? The Mariners are going to win the World Series. The Seahawks are one offensive lineman away from winning the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. The Kraken are playing hockey.
They're playing better now than they have earlier in the season.
And Ron Francis promises us during the offseason that they can use all those draft picks that they've got, which they've got like an insane amount, to start getting some good players to worry about right now, not the future.
It's a good time to be a Seattle
fan.
Yeah,
come on, Michael Jordan.
I used to give a f***, but now I don't. It's been too long. We've all moved on. Nobody wants the NBA back.
Do not speak for everyone, sir.
That is always going to be one of my biggest pet peeves. And that is when somebody just says, nobody likes blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, you don't like it. Maybe you and your friends don't like it. But when you speak for everybody, you sound like a moron.
Totally.
Because there's a lot of people who are fired up to see the Sonics.
Me.
Also, during St. Patrick's Day, I saw a lot of people getting creative by wearing Sonics gear. I was like, that was a brilliant idea.
Perfect.
I guess I should start saving money now to be able to afford a game. You know, it's going to be expensive as f***.
Yeah, I mean, I don't plan on going to any of the games.
And the beers are really expensive when you get there.
Unless somebody gives me a free ticket. Those first few years, especially that first year, I feel like it's going to be a tough ticket to get.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I'll be rooting for them at home, watching them on TV, mm-hmm. with hopefully Kevin Calabro doing the play-by-play.
Oh, please.
It has to be, right?
It's got to be.
I mean, they're not the Sonics, but as long as his voice is still working, he's still doing stuff.
Get that man.
Whoa. I don't want to steal the Celtics and bring them here. That makes us no better than tolls in Oklahoma City.
I saw a lot of people posting this as well. I don't think people, this just illustrates how people do not read anything but the headline. Sure. They assume that the Celtics were sold and then they're going to be brought here, kind of like the Oklahoma City situation. The two don't connect.
No.
The only reason why they connect is that the NBA was more focused on selling the Celtics before they made a decision about expansion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we checked that off the list.
Although it does freak me out, because how much was it for the Celtics again?
$6.1 billion.
So that's probably going to be around the price tag to get an expansion team. Should we start a GoFundMe now?
Yes.
How many times are we going to get teased about the Sonics returning? The joke is old now.
Okay, well, yeah, I think we have at least a couple more times to be teased about it.
We
have
love it.
One more comment about the Sonics potentially coming back.
I predict that Sean Kemp will father at least three more kids before the Sonics return.
Well, they're saying, what, by 2027 at best?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's good for three kids by then.
Easily.
Yeah.
There are scammers in Washington State that are going viral for being quite possibly the worst humans in the world. We're going to tell you what's trending after 3 days grace.
The Daily Mix Show.
You're starting your day, you're getting some caffeine going, and you're trying to make sense of the world of pop culture. And there's a lot happening out there, so we're going to help out and tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
All scammers are terrible people, but what is happening right now in Washington State? These might be the most diabolical scammers of all time.
And I know you're going to hate this person.
Oh, yes.
Or these people.
We're going to tell you about them in just a couple minutes. But first, let's talk a little bit about the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Major upsets, major disappointments. Number 12, McNeese State upset number 5, Clemson.
I would love to see the amount of people who went to Google or whatever your search engine is and typed in, where the hell is McNeese State?
Lake Charles, Louisiana, of course, Steve.
Yep.
They won 69-67.
Nice.
Number 8 seed Louisville lost to number 9 Creighton. Kansas, they're out after the first round. That doesn't usually happen, but Arkansas took them down. Auburn, Tennessee, and Texas A&M all advanced as expected.
I don't remember anything about my bracket, but I do remember I picked Auburn, so
yes,
I'm happy about that.
Yes. Gonzaga dominated Georgia 89-68. They're going to be facing off against Houston next, and this will be their hopefully 10th consecutive Sweet 16 appearance if they can move through. Round one continues today. Danny, how are we doing in the brackets?
I'm winning 130 points, followed by Steve Miggs, who's at 110 points, and Taryn Daly comes in last at 100 points. Oh. I have no idea how these points work, but it's telling me that I'm winning, so that's all I care about.
About your bracket.
Hey, scammers in Washington State, so be alert to this because this is so messed up. But that's what they do. They prey on people who are emotional, maybe not thinking clearly. What they're doing is they're preying on owners whose pets have gone missing. So they call the number that's on those flyers. A lot of people put up flyers all around the neighborhood when you lose your cat, your dog, or whatever it may be. And they pretend that they're from a shelter and that they need money right away for emergency care. But they have, then they say, hey, you can send it digitally and all that. Well, here's a cat owner by the name of Justin and Don, who's the manager of field services of the Seattle Animal Shelter, talking about this scam.
They had done some research on me before they called. You know, they knew my name. They knew my cat's name. He has been injured. He was hit by a car. He needs surgery. Do you want to go ahead with that surgery? And then they asked if I could Venmo them $2,800.
We would never ask somebody over the phone to make a payment. We're going to get that pet to a veterinarian and get it care and treatment, and then we'll work out how to get the pet back to the owner after that.
The back of my head is screaming, this is a scam, this is a scam. Your baby, your fur child is missing. I would do anything to get my baby boy back.
That's so messed up.
That makes me want to strangle someone.
Right?
That
so smack
awful.
Somebody upside the head for doing something like that. So just be warned. If you get, you might want to double check and call the shelter back.
Steve, when you were in your college years, did you ever do any fun spring break travel?
No, I always wanted to. A bunch of my buddies, they would always go to Cancun. I couldn't swing it. I couldn't afford it.
We did Santa Barbara one year. That was pretty fun. Never did the Cancun thing, but there is a spring break.
I mean, sometimes I stayed in Plattsburgh, New York, and just partied it up.
Fancy.
Massive destination.
There was a spring break beach brawl that ended with an 18-year-old biting off someone else's ear. We still don't know how that victim is doing, but the ear biter, his name is Jack Turner. He was arrested for felony battery. These are beachgoers talking about this fight and that ear being bit right off.
It's pretty odd. I don't know. This is like a local Mike Tyson or something.
He needs to go to jail for that.
I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy.
I would definitely wish having their ear bit off on my worst enemy.
That's horrible. That's do you get like terrible. A prosthetic ear, do you think?
I don't know. Ask Evander Holyfield. Did he ever do anything for that ear?
He could probably like 3D print you an ear.
I'm in a room full of Evander Holyfield fans. Of course, I'll get an answer to that. Stupid question, Steve. What are you doing? Will Smith is in the news, well, for saying something pretty stupid, which he's no stranger to doing. He named himself as one of the greatest actors of all time.
Wow.
He was doing an interview with somebody by the name of Plaqueboy Max, and he talked about why he believes that he's one of the greatest actors of all time. He also named himself as one of the most humble actors of all time as well.
So Marlon Brando, me, Denzel.
Okay, first of all, come on. You can't. I mean, I think Will Smith's a pretty good actor, but I wouldn't put him anywhere near Denzel.
Not even close.
Marlon Brando, I really, that's not my world. But I mean, I know he's a good actor. I just don't watch a lot of Marlon Brando films.
Now, who would be my fourth? Who do I think? And why I like those is like there's actors and then there's movie stars. Okay. And there's a difference between actors and
difference.
Movie stars.
What's the difference?
An actor can deliver a role, and I know who my fourth is, Daniel Day-Lewis.
He's putting himself in there with all these guys. That's so nice of him.
Oh yeah.
So a actor can deliver a role and take you to something that is you know, a transformative experience. But a movie star can put a movie on their back and carry it. You go.
Okay. What is up with that? Did somebody just feed him some good food?
This is hurting my brain. The whole conversation is hurting my brain. I'm like, dude, think your thoughts before you say them. What is happening?
Right?
He only works off scripts, guys.
Well, let's check with quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks, Sam Darnold, on what he thinks about that. Okay, good. Yes, I agree. That's my opinion as well. Who would you say is the greatest actor of all time?
I mean, my personal favorite actor is Edward Norton.
Really?
Love him.
Was he in Phone Booth? Was that an Ed Norton film?
I don't know if I've seen Phone Booth.
What kind of fan of Ed Norton are you that you haven't seen Phone Booth?
I'm like a Fight Club girly. I like 25th Hour.
I'm not even sure if he was in that.
Oh.
He was not in Phone Booth.
Who's the star of Phone Booth?
Colin Farrell?
Oh, yeah. I get those two confused sometimes.
Who's your favorite actor?
Colin Farrell.
Do not say Dwayne The Rock Johnson or Sylvester Stallone, please.
Denzel?
Oh, great choice.
Or Liam Neeson?
Oh, yeah.
Mainly because Denzel's the equalizer and Liam Neeson's the guy from Taken.
So great.
Two of my all-time favorite films.
Danny, who's your favorite?
the great movie star from Happy Gilmore 2, Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler.
Highest paid actor in all of Hollywood.
Was it Hubie Halloween?
Yeah, of course.
By the way, if you drive a Cybertruck, we have a warning for you.
It might want to, because people are losing their minds around people with Teslas.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says that this is the 8th recall for Tesla Cybertrucks. There is a risk of this exterior panel detachment near the windshield, and that could lead to some pretty rough road issues and crashes. So over 46,000 Cybertrucks from 2024 and 2025 are being impacted by this recall.
And I know there's people with their opinions about things with Tesla and obviously the owner of Tesla, but let's chill out on, like, you know, I mean, I saw this story in Q13. Did you see that the poor mom who drives a Tesla not making any statement of why she doesn't buy one to make a statement? She's just owned one because it was good for gas mileage and all that. And some guy, like, cut her off, and then another guy's yelling at her. And it's just like, have we all lost our freaking minds?
Just go to a proper protest somewhere. You don't need to make it dangerous on the road for the poor mom.
Right. She didn't do anything to deserve that. I just saw that story and my head hurt reading what went down.
You know what makes my head hurt, Steve? The fact that no one has beat you today. It's getting really old.
Well, let's make it 3 in a row, baby. Wow.
If you'd like to beat Steve, he's got a record of 86 wins, 40 losses, and 21 ties in 2025. Time to step up. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 850.
The Daily Migs Show.
The Men's Room World Tour 2025 stop number 2 is happening next Thursday, the 27th. And why is it that day, Steve Migs?
Swing hammered on its way out to left field. Julio going deep.
It is Mariners opening day.
Yeah.
The guys are going to be doing their show live at Pioneer Tacos and Tequila on Occidental from 2 until 6.
Let's go, Mariners! Let's go, Mariners!
Hearing Julio's voice is getting me excited.
So excited.
Almost as excited as it is when I hear a Thrill's voice.
Yes, you can pre-funk with the guys. Opening day of baseball at T-Mobile Park. All the info on the Men's Room World Tour is up at KISW.com.